rather than being taken prisoner. The most famous was Fort Pillow, but there were others. It happened in the Battle of the Crater at the end of July 1864. It happened in the Battle of Alusty, Florida in February 1864. It happened at the Battle of Saltville, Virginia in October 1864. Now, let me just read a quick account from a Confederate soldier's diary. This is a man who talked to the Confederate commander from the Battle of Saltville and who rode over the battlefield right after that small engagement. He wrote in his diary on October 2nd, "In returning, I met General Robertson, the Confederate commander, who knew me by name in the dark, though I'd never seen him before today. He said he had killed nearly all of the Negroes." Those are the black soldiers. And then again, he wrote in his diary, "Scouts were sent out and went all over the battlefield, and the continued ring of the rifle sung the death knell of many a poor Negro who was unfortunate enough not to be killed yesterday. Our men took no Negro prisoners. Great numbers of them were killed yesterday and today." That is at Saltville. So there was a danger, and that is one reason why some white officers said that they would rather have black men in essentially support laboring roles. Now, the use of black soldiers for these kinds of things made many white soldiers favor black enlistments. They would rather have black men clearing roads and helping on fortifications and doing these kinds of things than to do them themselves. But it also attached a stigma to the black units that the black soldiers deeply resented. Black men said, "What we want is an opportunity to prove ourselves as soldiers, to show you that we can be just as good as soldiers as white soldiers can be." When black men did get into combat, they compiled a record very much like white soldiers. Some of the units did exceptionally well. Some performed at a competent but not outstanding level, and some units didn't do as well. And it was the same with individual soldiers. They run the gamut, of course. Some of the most famous duty for black soldiers came at Port Hudson, Louisiana, in May of 1863. I mentioned that earlier. I mentioned that some of the white soldiers who fought alongside them were impressed. One white officer wrote right after watching the black troops at Port Hudson. He wrote, "You have no idea how my prejudices with regard to Negro troops have been dispelled by the battle the other day." Black soldiers also fought elsewhere in Mississippi and Louisiana. They fought along the Carolina coast, at the Crater, and other places during the siege of Richmond and Petersburg. Perhaps the single most famous engagement in which they participated was the assault against Battery Wagner down near Charleston, the 54th Massachusetts. It was the subject of the movie Glory. The regiment, the 54th, took very heavy casualties there, lost their commander, the Robert Gould Shaw, the son of abolitionists from New England. That was one of many, many examples of black troops getting into combat and doing well, although they didn't capture Fort Wagner, Battery Wagner. They were sacrificed there along with a number of white soldiers. Overall, black soldiers saw much less combat than white soldiers. 6% of all white troops were killed in action. About 1.5% of all black soldiers were killed in action. Black soldiers were about twice as likely to die from disease as white soldiers in the United States Army, about 19% as against about 10%. After the war, many of the black troops stayed in the Army, and they made up a significant part of the Union garrisons that were stationed in the South during Reconstruction. Well before the end of the war, I believe most Northerners who initially had opposed enrollment of black troops came to accept the idea. They accepted it as a necessary tool or means to help achieve what I think was most white people's principal goal, which was restoration of the Union. But the use of black soldiers in the United States Army was extremely important for African Americans in two ways, I think. Number one, it allowed them an absolutely active, direct, vigorous role in achieving emancipation. There's no more direct role than you can have, picking up a musket and fighting for not only your freedom, but for the freedom of other enslaved black people. The second thing that black military service did was establish a very firm claim to citizenship in the United States after the war. How could you deny citizenship to someone who picked up a musket and risked his life for the United States. Next time, we will continue our look at African Americans during the war. We'll look at the experience of black people who lived in the North, and then shift and look at those people who remained slaves in the Confederacy.